anabhritam.
Almost to nil.
And anukulyena krishnanusilyam is bhakti. Up to mahabhav. Beginning from sabdha, up to mahabhav, all comes under this uttama bhakti. When we do by these outer indriyas, from tan we utter Krishna name. We remember the pastimes of Krishna and all these things from this mind. We hear a Krishna katha from these. We do so many service with hands in Mandir, Sri Mandir. Pada Seva, doing parikrama, and serving the feet of Gurudev and Vaishnavas, all are Pada Seva. These are sadhana. But when we do with anishtha, not with snishtha, we can give only something what? Sukruti uttha aparad. Offense, anartha. Name, fame, all will be akarshit ho jayenge, charm or attracted with. So name, fame, everything will come at that. If we are immersed in this thing, Krishna prema goes away. No, not fruitful. But if we live this, another is duskriti uttha. We have done some wrong in past births or in this life. So many calamities, so many opposite things are coming. When we chant name like Haridas Thakur, that Muslim read him in 22 bazaars and try to cut his neck. Like Prahlad Maharaj, so many things comes. But we should not think that all are coming from offense. Sometimes Krishna gives it to terrify and to dridha karne ke liye. There was nothing wrong with Prahlad Maharaj. No previous births, all these things. No? He never did wrong. Yeah, Draupadi had never did any wrong, any offense, but yet it came to put her name everywhere in the whole world. So, but for our, we are offensive persons, so something can come. By aparad something can come. By Vaidhi bhakti, sopadhik bhakti, this can come. But this should be very, very sincere to bhakti, our Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Then we can cross all these things. Then we can come into ruchi, and after ruchi we can come into asakti. And these kinds of nishtha makes a man that his sadha will be turned into nishtha. Otherwise, nishtha will not come. So we should try to do bhakti with what Rupa Goswami has told. First, leaving all kinds of anartha. And when it will be done, or at the time of doing all these things, nishtha will come, and we can do pure sadhana, whether of Vaidhi bhakti or of Raganuga bhakti. That will produce fruit भाव कृति श्रद्धा भवेत श्रद्ध भाव the sadhan which what
by body
by senses
by senses
mind and senses
and produces bhav
produces bhav that is that are called sadhan bhakti those who are doing bhakti shravan kirtan smaranam all things but bhav is not coming and there is no hope to come bhav then these are cancelled these are not bhakti No? And the bhav which produces prem, this is called bhav. Otherwise, bhav is not there. Bhavabhas, bhav pratibimba, all these things. So we should try to do sadhan bhajan like this, what is given in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. Our Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And we should follow Madhurya Kadambi. We have read it.
I like to speak with Brajavasi.
Yeah.
When I ever go and have chance, I take Madhukri from their homes.
Yeah.
Once I went to Nandagaon and I thought that today I will not beg any madhukri from any Brajavasi and if without begging comes madhukri itself, I will think that it is the mercy of Krishna Narayana and Nanda Baba and Yashoda. After some time I saw that a lady of 22 years, she has a bojha, she has a load on her head, green grass, and she was going, Baba, what are you talking? Come with me, and I will give Madhukri to you. How she knew and how she heard, I cannot. I became so much astonished, tears came in my eyes. Oh Baba, come.
And don't
at that time my age was about 25-26. Then I and three others, all we are devotees, then we are. A devotee of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was leading us. He lived in Nandagaon. Then we went to her house. Her husband, her swasur, mother-in-law, and all were there. She put up his load. Baba, come here. And she gave a cot for Manikhat. And she at once
washed his hands
and told her
mother-in-law,
Mother, come here. The saint has come. I'll have to give them malpua. She has made malpua in his house. So she brought four malpua
big size.
And I took that on my head, and tears were certainly used to come in my eyes. Today, Nanda Baba and Yashodama has done so much mercy upon us.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, Arjuna was not satisfied to hear it. He thought that Krishna is cheating me by teaching all this in Gita. In Gita last it has been written that Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. But Sharanagati is the first stage or pravesh dwar,
entrance
of bhakti realm,
Not
bhakti. If a man is doing anukullasya sankalpa prati kullasya vivarjanam rakshasiti iti viswasu gurtutte varlam tata atanikshepa karpanyo, it is not bhakti. It is the qualification to enter in bhakti realm. No?
Saranagati.
Saranagati. So Saranagati is not a part, a anga of bhakti. Samajh rahi hai? Bhakti nahi hai. Bhakti ka anga nahi hai. Kintu bhakti mein pravesh karne ke liye ye qualification hai. No? Krishna is telling to do Saranagati. Oh, am I not Saranagat Bhakta? Krishna is friend of mine, he is friend. I am friend of Krishna. Not only friend. I am brother-in-law of Krishna. Brother-in-law, samajhti hai? Unke kya hai? Bhanoi hai.
हाँ
बनवाई होता है
मतलब भगवान कृष्ण की बहन अर्जुन की पत्नी थी तो भगवान कृष्ण साले हो
there is a relation also to have bhakti to do bhakti and one is has any real संबंध with Krishna so bhakti is of so many kinds. Especially Braj Bhakti is of two, Radhanuga Bhakti is two kinds. No? Kamanuga, Sambandhanuga. Gopis are of Kamanuga. Arjun, Jasomati, Jasoda Devi, Nand Baba, Uddhav or are related. संबंध संबंधानुगा हम लोगों वी शुड बी संबंधानुगा फर्स्ट एंड देन कामानुगा इन लास्ट तो अर्जुन इज संबंधानुगा भक्त नॉट संबंधानुगा संबंधात्मक ही इज एसोसिएटेड विद कृष्ण बाय थ्री और फोर रिलेशंस Krishna is
brother-in-law.
No. Kunti and Vasudev are brothers and sisters.
Brother and sister.
Yes.
And Vasudev's son is Krishna. So yahan par bua lagti.
That means ki Arjun is maternal. Arjun Vasudev Maharaj is maternal uncle, and his son is Krishna. So they are
cousin. This relation,
cousin, we say, yeah.
They are cousin.
Yeah.
One relation.
Yeah.
Second is Subhadra.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is his brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. Yeah.
Friend.
Cousin, brother-in-law, friend.
Friend. So, and Krishna becomes Das of Arjun.
Yes.
Because he
is fight.
In
battlefield. So many relations here. Once Narad went to see Krishna, he asked Shankar, Shivaji, that where I can see Krishna, meet Krishna. He told that you should go to Indraprastha, where Arjun, Yudhishthir, Draupadi or Krishna is here. You should not go here and there. You should go to Arjun's quarter. There Draupadi will be, Subhadra will be present. And Krishna will be also present there. So,
He went to Indraprastha and he straight went to the quarter of Arjuna. No checking, nothing. No doorkeepers were there. He went straight. When he went there, he saw that there is a palanka. Palanka, you know?
They are just like this.
Ah, yeah.
There is a garage. He sat there and he was at first astonished. He seeing that Krishna is sleeping, having his feet on the breast of Arjuna, passing. And Arjuna's feet was towards the head of Krishna. And Krishna has taken Arjuna's feet in his laps, Krishna. And the feet of Krishna, which was passing through Arjuna, Rukmini and Draupadi and Subhadra were serving and giving chavan, bhajan, everything. And the feet of Arjuna passing through the breast of Krishna. Rukmini Shaktabhama, they are serving, and all other Jamanti and others were doing chamar, bhajan, is. And Arjuna was, though he was sleeping, but he ate Krishna, Krishna from every room. Room, you know?
Hair.
Every hair.
This hair is from
the wrong.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He saw that.
Krishna, Krishna came out from Arjuna's room.
By sound?
Yes.
Narasa. Everyone worship Krishna. I have never seen that Krishna is worshipping to another any person. But here I am seeing Arjuna in the same rank of Krishna here. More than that Sudama in Dwarka.
Sudama Vipra.
And his equal rank of Krishna. But now Krishna is telling, Krishna is telling, giving him, teaching him only Sharanagati. If a man is postgraduate and anyone is telling that you should go to first Kakhagagha, you should go to ABCD.
Yeah.
So he is giving me this Saranagati Siksha. So if a man reads the third chapter of Jaiva Dharma or Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is so taste that Gita, it is very best book in world, but yet it seems that it is first book of bhakti. Swamiji has also told.
Yes. He says that the where the Bhagavad Gita ends, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins.
This is the Vaishnava theory. Krishna is telling such thing in Uddhava Sandesh. He is telling Uddhava, you should tell gopis that they should always remember me and they should do dhyan. Dhyan, you know?
Meditation.
Yes, meditation.
Meditation.
keeping eyes up, always see Krishna there. Krishna, I am everywhere. Gopis are telling that we don't want. We don't want. What we want? Krishna should come. Brahma may then take this dhyana. Shankar can do it. They can take it as first class of meditation. But we want that Krishna should come. And he should paint our face. No?
Yeah.
When we become tired, he should massage our feet. We want. We don't want to meditate Krishna. So he should not give a lesson of saranagati to us. Ahushyate nalinava padaravinda. In Srimad Bhagavat it is stated. And in Chaitanya Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so glad to read this point. And there was discussion about this in Rath Jata Prasanga of Chaitanya Chaitanya, you know?
Yes, I know that, yes. But, Maharaj, when Uddhava actually went to Vrindavan, the gopis seemed to appreciate very much and accepted him as Shiksha Guru. Why didn't they tell him, don't teach us this?
Who?
Uddhava.
Who thought like this? Gopis?
I thought, the gopis seemed to appreciate him.
Him, mani, to Krishna or Uddhava?
Uddhava. No.
Because Uddhava has asked gopis, fits dust. Ashamaho charana renu jishamaho shyam. Ar bande nanda prajai strinam padrinam afikshnasa. I want to have a dust of gopis feet on my head. If gopis took him as a siksha guru, then why Uddhava pray did
just like so?
So this is all. But Uddhava determined in his mind that gopis are our guru.